This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we're coming back with Agenda of Spring. John, this hour, the third hour, is often our main hour. By the way, we move and transition to April 1st, which is pretty soon, actually.
Yes.
I'll be having you on during regular audio. But I'm actually going to give you a Zoom link, so during the show, we can pop you up on Zoom on the screen so they can see your smiling face and your pretty spiffy-looking guy in your early 80s. You get all your clues about you're not like Joe Biden. You have not damaged your brain cells and your ability to think and think out of the box and be godly. It's obvious that Joe Biden has been working on being an evil bastard for a lot of years, probably abused himself with alcohol and drugs and God knows what. He had two vascular surgeries on his head. I'm sure he's having problems with the pontine and the the basal parts of the brain that control movement, such as his cerebellum. Or maybe middle ear problems as well. I mean, they're causing him trouble.
I was going to mention that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because oftentimes when you have middle ear problems, you'll have problems because it's very adjacent to what's called the tectum of the midbrain, which is controls speech and memory and all those kind of things, too. That's why when you hear him talk, it's like, unless he's reading a teleprompter, it's amazing how he can get things screwed up. Like some of the comments he makes, like he thinks he's married to himself, or he addresses President, Kamala Harris. Well, that's not really a total slip because now he's assigned her to so-called laugh her head off over the border issue. In fact, I saw her laugh on news the other night, and I thought, I've seen people laugh that hard before, and they actually get a physical rupture of their esophagus or some blood vessel. I mean, I couldn't believe she laughed that hard. I thought, you're going to get a self-inflicted injury from laughing that hard. It was gross.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. My wife, had a stroke, and she's maybe not quite as mentally alert as the rest of us, but in watching the news, she was really upset to find out that these children who are up here now from Central America are not being given blankets, but given basically tin foil or aluminum foil to sleep in.
Isn't that obscene?
That's appalling. And yet we hear very little about this on the news media, but my wife...
I don't see any pillows or anything. They just got tin foil to lay on the floor on the concrete.
Yes. And my wife said to me, I mean, that was her main focus of her concern, not herself or her...
Here is Joe Biden congratulating himself on how great a guy he is. I'm thinking, how many kids fell off the top of the train? I remember studying this a few years ago. There was this train where the kids tried to grab the top of this train. They have a specific Hispanic name for it, like the Beast or something. And it goes a long distance, like 1,800 miles from Central America all the way through Mexico. And if this Beast train whips around a certain corner and you're not holding on tight, you're going to fly off the top of the train and die. And I'm sure a lot of kids die. They just don't hold on and they don't realize we're coming around a certain corner and that's it, buddy. We're going to go flying.
Centrifugal force takes over.
Right, and not only that, we have starvation elements. Like in the next few months, it's going over from melting bioclimate to crazy. And crazy, the world temperatures are getting more crazy ups and downs. If that happens in a place like a desert or someplace, you're going to get a heat stroke. How many of these kids already? I saw already reports of little kids, 3 or 4 years of age or 2 years of age, with signs of heat stroke already. And that's not an easy thing. I mean, if you get in the hospital and get them on an IV, you might be able to really recommend about getting brain damage or kidney damage. But it's not an easy thing to see that kind of thing happen to a little child, is it?
No, it isn't. It's criminal, what's going on. The politicians apparently don't care.
Well, we have the correct name, politicians. Polly, many, many, and tick, bloodsuckers. Many bloodsuckers.
Yes.
Right. Well, politicians. How did you get that figured out, Deagle? I don't know. It's called grammar. I figured it out by grammar. Pretty funny, eh?
Yes.
Now, I want to start from the top here. Number one, and I mentioned this, I talked to Dr. Fred Graves earlier today. He was busy, but I talked to him yesterday. He said, of course, he's not licensed in California, so he said, I can't do the suit. I said, I don't want to do the suit. I'll do it myself. I'm going to actually start filing lawsuits against various parties. I'm going to file against the, number one, people, let's say the vaccine manufacturers, because they won't manufacture my vaccine. Even if they're to make money, the reason why, they want toxic vaccines that will screw you over. They want vaccines where they can put a chip in you, they can make you sterile, they can F your system up so you get clots and die of a heart attack or stroke if you're an older person. You have to understand, this is a mass form of, I call it, vaccinogenocide.
Okay? Yes, it is. And I've encouraged you to do a lawsuit against the...
I'm actually going to file suits myself now. Could you imagine anybody thinking they're smart enough to take the eagle on and doing a voir dire or even was on virtual court, because I have my friend over here. Down the end of our road here, we have 8 home related community. He's a senior attorney with a major law firm, and his wife's a DA. Now you can imagine trying to cross-examine a deal with 40 years experience as a professional and expert witness, thinking you're going to be smart enough and fast enough to take on Deagle. I'm going to kick your ass in court. And I'm not afraid of judges or this or that. And I'll stick to the law and the rules of the court without violating any statutes or any court, proper behavior. But they're going to be destroyed. And once we prove that, for example, CEOs of these vaccine companies are responsible for the death, they can't use their vaccine court to get away with it. Because, number one, I'm going to show that the definition is these things they're pushing are not vaccines. That's the first thing.
That's true.
And number two, I'm going to show they didn't do animal studies, which every other vaccine does, number two. And number three, I'm going to show there's no data collection to see even after the fact what the hell happened. If you actually, I saw this doctor, in fact, I'll maybe pull up the clip here in a minute, Dr. Bigtree, right? And I want you to understand, nobody's collecting data on autopsies, toxicology, or anything to indicate when someone is to get screwed over by these things and die suddenly afterward, like this young lady that died in nursing in Utah the other day, last week. Nobody's actually collecting proper data, so lack of data collection means you're not doing any forensic follow-up to see what the hell you did, because you have to understand, with this executive order that Trump put in, was later followed by Biden, this is all experimental. These are not even vaccines. So you're not doing any forensic data collection, right?
It's not even experimental, because if you are doing a scientific experiment, as you said earlier, you're collecting data and you're...
Yeah, but there's no data collection. There's no data collection occurring. And
so
in fact,
it's genocide.
Right. And what they're doing, in fact, they'll even misjudge the data with an inappropriate test. You know that test that they had, the basically the PCR test? That test was invented 3 years before the virus arrived from China. Did you know that?
Yes, you told me several months ago.
Yeah. Now, so when you actually look at all this together, if I just bring those three functions alone, it's not a vaccine, no animal studies, and no forensic data collection. Holy flying furry F-U-Z-K.
Yes.
Now, you can imagine in court, I would do cases, and I'd have the attorneys. I remember one time, because I'm a strong guy, okay? My great-great-grandmother was a Basha, and they were the Bashas were the ones that ran the caravan from Damascus, Syria, to China. And she had what's called superhuman strength, stronger than any guy around, okay? She could do stuff that no man could touch, okay? My great-great-grandma. And I got my grandma's power. In fact, I got my hands, even at 69, I have twice the grip strength of a steel worker, working every day. They get an average 42 compression forces, I got 96 kilos in my hands. If I got you, I can break your bones with my bare hands, even today. All right? So, people need to realize, God's made me tough for a bunch of reasons, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually tough to realize, yeah, I'm going to be spat upon by relatives and think, you're a nut, Deagle. You think you're a prophet. You think you know more than me. You think these vaccines are dangerous. Now we've got 20 nations that have literally banned the AstraZeneca vaccine, the Moderna, the same thing. I got a survey 2 days ago, as I told you about in the show here. They wanted me to actually, they're going to pay me $9 just to fill out a freaking survey for the Pfizer vaccine. Duh. Are you kidding? yeah, they just randomly sent it to me. They're going to pay me $90 to fill the survey. Yeah, bullshit on that. They would say, see, look, see, he did go fill it out. He said such, 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 such. Look, you have to understand people. They try to pretend they're all powerful. They're not. The reason why they're all powerful is because good men do nothing. You know the old story, evil profounds because good men do nothing. The 501c3 church is freaking useless. If I talk to pastors, and I remember talking even to our local pastor here at New Life Church, and we have like 18 campuses and altogether almost 50,000 people here in North County, San Diego. And I said, do you have diverse study prophecy? He said, oh, no, we don't do that. He said, where's the welcoming committee? I said, so if you go into the end times, which we're heading toward, this is like years ago. I talked to them about 5-6 years ago. I said, are you not going to be able to recognize it? Well, we're the welcoming committee. I said, what? If you're not going to be able to warn people if they're actually moving into the actual tribulation or the final days, guess what, people? Like the old thing when you're with your kids. Are we there, Mom and Dad? Yeah, we're there yet. We're there.
To fight daily bugs and serious pathogens, Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Clip with Joshy.
And the liars in the media. Those are my thoughts. What are yours?
Yeah, I thought that was really cool what he did here. That was actually very clever. here's one interesting, I think, about more proof about the CCP was the release of the bioweb terrorism by the CCP. This is an interesting little blurb here. Let's see if we get this up here. should show up here in a second, and I'm going to go over this one here and play it loud. There we go. Okay, let's play this.
Leftist radicals have stolen our election. Big tech tyrants have censored our voices. And the CCP unleashed a virus to take over America and the world. But 80 million plus Americans won't back down. We won't relent.
And by the way, they couldn't have had this virus without all of the components given by America and by one laboratory in the Netherlands and a laboratory in Australia that gave a bat virus with the AIDS virus inserted in it. Without our help at Dr. Lieber's lab in Harvard and Boston and Dr. Barrick at the University of North Carolina and USAMRIID, the Chinese have freaking nothing, okay?
Yeah.
And in fact, we are paying at still rates of 2024, even during Trump's years and Biden's years, we're paying up in the budget to 2024 to keep the Wuhan lab going. Do you know that? So they just blamed that she kept on modifying the virus and changing it. And I'm going to actually sue, if I don't get a proper response, Newsmax and Fox News to actually interview me. Because you can just imagine how explosive an interview with Deagle would be. You think these people can handle Deagle? I don't think so. You can just well imagine. Even big shots, in fact, to put a call in today to talk to Ted Anderson. I want to talk to Alex Jones. Alex is probably terrified of me because I'm not like the average co-host you can interview and think you can cross-examine me and get away with bullshit. You can't. You know that I'm not a normal person. I'm a superhuman, okay?
Yes. Yep,
and I'm fearless, all right? And I want to tell you the truth whether or not it puts me in physical danger, emotional danger, or financial. I'm not going to lie to you. As I say to people over and over again, I will die for you, but I will not lie to you. And I don't ask you to love me. In fact, I prefer you have a strong emotion of hatred toward me, at least if you check out the facts to save your own carcass from destruction. Because I don't have just the love of man inside me for another man or woman or mankind. I have the love of God inside me to do God's will, which is to pray for you even those who do evil, so you repent before destruction comes. Because let me tell you, it's a coming. If you look at our government since even Biden got in here on January 6th, okay, are we ever going spiraling down the toilet right now? No border. There is no border in the South. The economy is going tank. The dollar is ready to go pop. They want to print $100 trillion, which there's no way we can ever pay for it, even in our great-grandchildren. And yet, we just sit by and let this happen. Then he's trying to get rid of the family, get rid of women's rights, get rid of jobs and bring in slave labor, and continue the drug cartels poisoning our children with carfentanil. Have our technology stolen by China and basically move our country to a place where basically we can't even have proper chain of custody for production of food. So we're going to give us slime and printed insect carcasses for our food. And you don't understand how bad Joe Biden is and the deep state? They can give a rat's behind. They want to vaccinate you into sterility. They want to kill your grandma. They want to kill you. They want to make sure they abort your babies, and they want to make sure your girls have no rights at all. And if you have a child, no matter what skin color, they want to kill that baby, especially if they have Down syndrome or a birth defect before birth. They want to kill them.
Yes.
Let me play a little bit of this clip here.
And we won't comply. Welcome to the Counterintelligence Center of America's Second Revolution. Here's your director of intel, America's favorite bald badass, Josh.
JoshBernstein and Center.com.
Welcome back to the program. Before I get into this segment, just real quick, remember we're doing some maintenance for the rest of this week on the website. We have to shut down the comment section in Best Investigations because that is free content that is there in order to bring people over to subscribe to the website and new releases. But those comment sections in particular were being attacked by bots and all that, and we had thousands and thousands of comments, and it wasn't shutting down the website, but it was slowing it down. So we have since removed the ability to comment in Best Investigations. If you want to comment on any videos that I do, please subscribe at the New Releases tab and comment away. Okay? Now, let's get into this segment here. I have reported for months, hell, probably even over a year, okay, that the truth about the COVID virus was the fact that it did not originate in a food market outside in Wuhan.
Absolutely.
I've been telling you and everybody yeah. else in my entire audience, as others have as well, that there's no doubt it is not up for debate, it is not up for opinion, nothing. It is a fact that it was created in the biosafety level 4 lab at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China. Okay? Again, not up for debate, folks. 100% fact, and I challenge anybody to prove me wrong on that.
Right.
Now, I have also said that this virus was created by the CCP, and in particular by Dr. Xi Zhengli, also known as what? The Batwoman, who was instructed by the communists in China to create a bioterrorism weapon.
By the way, when we had the funding, which was held for a couple months and put it back on again by Biden,
yes.
during the Obama administration, you have to understand, although there was instructions to turn this into a bioweapon to attack the West when there was a trade war with America, with all the components given by America, the Bat Lady would have freaking nothing. So I wanted these people to understand this. If you're looking from space and you look down and see this giant octopus and there's this huge, ugly body with multiple tentacles, the largest tentacle is China. But the body is us.
That's right.
Without America, without the West, China would be freaking nothing. We had Biden was a primary driver in the Senate to actually bring in China into the World Trade Organization years ago, 30 years ago. Without Biden and these other corrupt bastards, that's why we look at all the money that they've kicked back to him, because he's such a friend to China. I mean, you know, look at the videos of his son, Hunter, prostituting him with underage children in China. They got the friggin' videos. These are not even normal women. They're prostituting with kids. That's how corrupt this guy Biden is. And the media wouldn't discuss the fact. So when Josh says, well, the Batwoman doing all this, the Batwoman could do freaking nothing without Dr. Lieber in Harvard, Dr. Barrick in the University of North Carolina. Okay? So let's get a reality check here. And that's why I've been telling Josh, you've got to interview me, because they want to spin it all and it's China. No, it's not. No, it's freaking not. Okay? And there's even a lab in the Netherlands that helped, as well as our labs in North America that helped to make sure these bioweapon components would be present. And we had moved our laboratory with George Bush Sr. to Iraq, and they had 3 BSL, 5 facilities there. Dr. Forge talked about military intelligence, MD. You got a reality check in here. Deco freaking knows. How's that? No, the Batwoman alone didn't do shit. It was us. She was our lady. She's just the carrier of the weapons and pieces we gave. And they got so mad they decided they're going to hit a bioweapon and release it all right. And it wouldn't let people travel around China, but they would travel triodes to the country to Europe.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
8. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden took questions in a formal press briefing setting for the first time during his White House tenure, fielding questions about the illegal immigrant crisis at the border and whether to support abolishing the Senate filibuster.
It used to be you had to stand there and talk and talk and talk and talk until you collapsed. And guess what? People got tired of talking and tired of collapsing. We were able to break the filibuster, get a quorum, and vote.
Filibuster is a tactic in the U.S. Senate that allows for endless debate to stall legislation by keeping the chamber from voting on it. The number of people seeking unemployment benefits fell sharply last week to 684,000, the fewest since the pandemic erupted last year, and a sign that the economy is improving. Last week, 781,000 people filed for first-time claims. USA Radio News. The suspect in the attack on a Boulder grocery store is making his first appearance in court. Judge Thomas Mulvihill giving the defense more time to prepare its case.
I'll authorize that status conference to be set in about 60 to 90 days. I understand the concerns that you have, Mr. Doherty, but at the same time, I want to make sure that the defense has ample opportunity to prepare to move forward.
The suspect is being held without bond and is charged with killing 10 people at the King Soopers grocery store on Monday. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is hitting the White House over the ongoing border crisis.
CBP is tracking the largest surge in migrant apprehensions in 20 years.
The Kentucky Republican saying the crisis on the southern border continues to escalate. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is celebrating National Medal of Honor Day in a big way. He's donating $20 million to the campaign to build a museum honoring those who have received the honor. USA Radio News. News. Radio News. No news.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.
Again here. I want people to understand this because what's going on, a lot of people, including Josh, doesn't get this right. Why would someone release a bioweapon unless they had the treatment?
Okay.
Now, the Chinese have been convinced because of their dumbasses that they had a treatment because they had been developing. By the way, the bioweapon was already developed several years before it was released. The way it was released is not like you think or other people think. You might talk to the average doctor who's a dumbass, and they are, that a virus particle can infect you. Viruses are crystals. Unless it's in a vesicle, which is in a living vesicle with the cell membrane, RNA and DNA and proteins and everything, that's a giant thing, both say it's 500 nanometers in size, which is giant. That's why a NIOSH mask will easily stop it. And you get a reduction in cloth mask, but the only thing that will totally stop it is a NIOSH N95 mask. And 100% is... The Chinese were convinced that they'd already created the bioweapon, so they created a vaccine. And the vaccine was the vehicle so that when they sent these people that were vaccinated in Wuhan, they sent them back to what's called Belt and Road Nations.
Yes.
Now what happens is you have to understand the Chinese had not yet released the bioweapon. If they're going to release it, let's say they're dumbasses, and they think, well, we'll take an airplane or we'll take a vehicle or a sprayer, and we'll go to Chicago or some U.S. city, and we'll spray the damn thing out the window, and it'll spread like a blah, 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 you know, all of a sudden they'll get people. Because if that's how stunned they are, there are biologists who understand that viruses do not infect anybody if they're a crystal. They have to be inside a vesicle of an animal or a person that covers a cell membrane that has the virus in what's called a viral bus, okay? Usually around 250 to 500 nanometers in size. Pretty freaking big. You follow me?
Yes.
Microvesicles. Now, what these dumbass Chinese did is we gave them all these components. So what they did is they created a vaccine. And after they vaccinated hundreds of thousands of people, maybe millions, they sent them back to Brazil and India and Iran. And they worked in various industries, like the cloth industry in Italy, where They're making Italian clothes because people thought it was made in Italy. So it's got to be good, but it's actually Chinese slave workers working in Italy. Same way as people building bridges and doing work in factories and setting up, you know, roadways or ports in Brazil. Or working in Iran, doing stuff in Iran. And every one of these Belt and Road nations had millions of these Chinese workers from central China, which is where all the main roadways and the railways are, because they got like 45,000 or kilometers of high-speed rail going 300 miles an hour, 300 kilometers an hour plus speed whipping around, because they took the rail systems from the one in Montreal, Quebec, and in Europe, and they took the rail systems there, and they tweaked them to go another 75 kilometers faster with a little minor tweak in technology so they would be relatively safe, but they did have some bad accidents. And once they tweaked them, they tried to repatent them, but they got a better technology. All they did was they tweaked existing technologies that the Montreal people in Quebec, Canada had, and the Europeans already had, and they actually stole the technology and just pumped it up about 75 kilometers. Did you know that?
No, but...
That's what they did. Okay, now, let me explain what's going on. So, Josh, you totally missed it, bud. You do not release a bioweapon unless you think you have the cure, because bioweapons don't have a stop button. They don't say, we had enough human flesh, we're going to stop because you're Chinese or you're white or you're Indian or whatever. We're just going to kill you because you're a freaking human and we like eating humans, all right? Now, the Chinese thought they had a vaccine. So the vaccinated population, when they left China, they discovered after the fact when they left in the fall of 2019, like, holy shit, we're getting people sick, and they were dying not only in China but also in these Belt and Road nations because we have cases going back into the fall of 2019 and even back last summer 2019. They were dying in these Belt and Road nations, and it was because they were vaccinated. The vaccinated were giving off vesicles in their sweat, their blood, their stool, their urine, and those vesicles were infecting other people. Now, you got to understand, the AIDS virus came out of a reverse engineering of the 1917-18 plague. Where do you think our AIDS originated? And I got the information from classified sources firsthand. This is, Josh is not going to know this. Alex Jones is not going to know this, but I know this, okay? 1917, the Rockefeller Foundation funded the typhus vaccine in Fort Lupton, Kansas. Now, the pigs had pig flu, and they took blood from some of the people working in the pig farm. It turned out some of those people had human flu. And when they injected the pigs there, created a new recombinant, which would grow deep in the lung tissue. Now, they didn't know because they were trying to create a typhus vaccine. So they have typhus bacteria. They thought if we kill the typhus bacteria, we'll make the body's immune system. So they kill it with like formalin and try to see if they would inject this. People will create immune system response so they have T cells that will go with superoxide radical and kill the typhus so you wouldn't die of it, okay? Because it's killing more people in the trenches than bullets, right? Typhus. You know that,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, so you can get in the water, you can just be living in trench life, and the typhus will get you, and you're dead. So what they did is they created this, and when they shipped them in ships to Spain, because they're a neutral nation, everybody else would lie to you, but the Spanish said it was Spanish flu. It didn't originate in Spain. It originated in Americans who were shipped in ships, and by the time they went from ship across the Atlantic in about a week or so, they started getting sick as hell, and they'd run around the hospital where they had 300 or 400 beds. They'd give them oxygen on their face until they turned pink. Then they'd run to the next guy 5 beds over because he's turning pink and ready to pass out and die. And they keep running from one to put an oxygen mask on their face. You know that, right?
Yes.
Now, what happened is they realized, like, whoa, it'd be good if we had this bioweapon. So they tried to resurrect it. So in the 50s, they started looking around. Eventually, in the 1970s, by the early 70s, they actually went to Alaska to exhume bodies of people that died of the 1917 pandemic flu.
Exactly, yes.
And they actually pulled their freaking carcasses out of the permafrost and then tried to resurrect them. But what they discovered was they pulled a fragment of the virus that causes a problem. Guess what that virus is? AIDS. And they stuck it in the hepatitis vaccine because it has to be bloodborne. And they inadvertently vaccinated people like this Canadian airline steward that actually vaccinated when he lived to go to Haiti. Now, this guy was a very good-looking Canadian steward, but he liked black guys, and he was bisexual, and he was in the Canadian Airlines, going to Haiti, because there's a line going directly from, you know, Montreal, Canada, say to Haiti, because there's a big black population there back from the area, right? In fact, there's a number of people even still do voodoo even in Canada, believe it or not. So what happens is when you do voodoo, you bleed into a common pot. You cut a turkey's neck and bleed the little sucker. You bleed the kids, you bleed the adults. You all bleed in one pot, and then eventually you drink it all. I took care of a kid that was dying in 1987 who had never had sex, never had an IV drug, and he was actually dying of AIDS. His mouth was full of yeast because his immune system was tiny crash. That's it. Yeast is going to take over your face. And he was choking his lungs up because he was actually dying of terminal AIDS because his immune system crashed. The CD4 cell count was down his boots. Now, you have to understand these dumbass Chinese. They did not fully understand this because they thought they had a bioweapon. And they were so angry at America because they wrote, G wrote this, by the way. He got rid of his own father. That's what a corrupt son of a bitch he is. To the Communist Chinese Party. And they thought, well, he wrote these documents that by 2025, they want to take over the world. Okay? Steal enough technology, take over all the ports, Belt and Road, take over the seaports. And if they can't afford it when you move into a country like, you know, Central America, like Tanzania, whatever, well, we'll just take it over, you know? We'll give you a loan and no 0% interest, but if you can't pay it back, we take over. So their idea was to do military conquest, and they knew their military in there, just like the South China Sea with all these islands they built up, with more dirt and rock and everything, and then they put nuclear weapons on there, intermediate range nuclear weapons or missiles and so on.
Yep.
Well, places where submarines can come and land in there. The busiest traffic area in the world, the South China Sea. So the Chinese had the attitude. By the way, this was written in their documents by Xi, that comes from the new Mao. And remember, Mao was backed by the bankers.
Yep.
He was actually notified by the Jesuit bankers. Guess what, Mao? We're going to give you guns. You know who made the guns? Virginia, USA. Shipped by American ships to Mao Zedong under the control of the British. And the British banks bankrolled them. When you start killing citizens in the murder of pogroms, in the next 25 years, they killed 100 million Chinese, starvation, violence, God knows what.
Yes.
All backed by the British and the Jesuits of the Vatican. Okay? That's a... Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C+ is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well. That's superoxide radical. So you're hearing the whole story. You're hearing Josh and his spin. But you know, he's got a more advanced spin than the one you'll see on Fox News with Tucker Carlson or Hannity or these other morons. But even Josh, compared to me, is a moron, okay? He's doing the spin that somehow the bat lady keep on spinning it and twisting it. And so eventually you got to think, no, that's a pile of bullshit, Josh. What you got to understand here, the bat lady did get components from the U.S., from these various laboratories, and even from the Netherlands and from Australia. But without our help, the Chinese would have freaking nothing. Now, they were planning on releasing the virus because they were a dumbass, and now they figure, well, if we just blow the virus like an aerosol, let's say an airplane just dropping like an aerosol over a city, we're going to make you sick. Doesn't do a damn thing. If it doesn't get into a vesicle in a live animal, it can't do a thing. It has to be inside a species of an animal or insect or somebody biting you with a vesicle of proteins and cell membranes. It can't affect you. Okay? So you have to have a virus and a virus carrier, animal, insect, people, or whatever. So what you have to understand here is the Chinese were put there by people like Joe Biden, you know, 25, 30 years ago when they got the World Trade Organization status.
Yes.
They've been exporting business at the enormous rate with slave labor. I mean, when you compare the wages, and the Chinese people are very industrious, but they were very poor. I mean, you compare the actual wages per hour there in China of these industrious people, and their educational system is very, very, how can I say it, regimented. So, for example, if you want to set up a factory, and I talk to people that have actually gone there, if you want to set up a factory to manufacture something, and it would take 5 years to get approval here, and you need so many people with certain hand-eye skills and certain occupational skills of assembling, say, microchips for computers, you can do it in 3 months in China where it would take you 5 years in America or the West. And those kids are all trained up, and that's all they do. They've trained up like a military. You learn how to do da-da-da-da-da-da because you're in basically a slave labor society. Right?
Yes. Now, getting back to the EduCap, it's true all of your rescue and first line of defense are extremely effective. But in order for us to combat against...
Well, we want an alternative to the injected vaccines, okay?
Yes.
Now, when I talked to Dr. Bill Singh, he really upset me when he talked to me yesterday. He called me and he said, I'm not going to do your patent. I'm going to make a Sigma-1 protein oral, not even your capsule, but I'm using like your template, your idea of an oral delivery system. Because to make an injectable one, number one, you have to make it. It's only, you have to refrigerate it. Then you have to deliver with a health professional. And if it's a long distance, like 500 or 1,000 or, you know, 5,000 miles or 10,000 miles, you can't do that. Whereas my EduCap,
you could send them to somebody with an airplane, and 6 hours later it's 10,000 miles away. They just take it in their kitchen and swallow it with a couple of glasses of water. So they take a pill a day for 3 days, and they're done. All right? Now, you got to understand, you can go back and do a blood test and measure if they have T-cell immunity, because you don't want to just use a spike protein. You want the actual sigma-1 protein that allows it to enter the body and replicate. And you also want to create T-cell, which is the ability to create superoxide radical, so you don't just create an antibody to say the alarm. It's like putting a fire alarm on a building, but there's no fire extinguishers. The fire extinguishers are what's called the macrophages, the type 2 cells that have the ability to turn off the fire, but you want the macrophages that can generate T-cell activity and superoxide radical at temperature of the corona of the sun, 100 million degrees, to kill viruses, bacteria, spirochetes, etc. So my technology, he's actually spun it, and he wants me to give money. In fact, I got another email this morning from Dr. Dan Royal about donation. Listen, why would I donate? You're not doing what I told you to do. You're taking my idea and trying to spin it off to do something with a sigma-1 protein, because you got the mRNA like the other assholes that are doing all this stuff. And you say, I said, well, where are you testing to test to see if it creates a T-cell immunity? He said, well, I got the test kit in my own office. I said, you don't have an independent lab proving that you actually create T-cell immunity, and you're telling people it's the same? It's not. Unless you can prove you have T-cell immunity, it's no different than the injected for versions of these T-cell inducing mRNA, because that's what he's giving them. He's giving them basically the same thing.
Yes.
Okay, it doesn't matter if it's injected or swallowed, okay? Damn it.
No.
I'm not going to be involved in that project. I would say, even in my project, I want to have a blood test approved. In the initial study, we proved that it creates T-cell immunity and also doesn't permanently change your genetics. In other words, if I give you, if you get exposed to a pathogen, because you had, say, the mumps or whatever, it doesn't change your genetics. It just makes your body educated so you know how to recognize it and create T-cell immunity, and you don't end up with your body continuing to produce a protein antigen forever that upregulates and throws your whole immune system out of balance for the rest of your life and makes it inflamed.
Yeah.
That's what all these vaccines are doing. They're not vaccines. I call them chemo shots. Do you like that term, chemo shot?
Yes. In fact, I've been using that term.
Yeah, these are chemo shots. Effing fucking chemo shots. Excuse my English.
Yeah.
And when I talk to doctors that think they know more than me, you know, it's really aggravating. Even when I talked to the other day to Dr. Sandpenny, she's got a voice. Oh, okay. I'm going to go off 2 months, and I did 36 interviews, but 64 interviews, but I don't have time to talk to you before I leave for a month to go take a break and go to Mexico. I'm thinking, what? Do you know how many people are going to get injected with these effing vaccines that in the next 6 months to a year are going to face things like ITP, idiopathic thrombocytic purpura, stroke, heart attack? My friend Jonathan Rothschild, who I talked to here, works for Ecological. I private label some of his medications, nutraceuticals. He had a friend in New York who got the shots, and within less than 10 days after the shots, he didn't even know he had cancer. It exploded. So if you have a sign of cancer in your breast or your bowel or whatever, if you have the shots, bye-bye, sucker. That cancer is going to just take off like a rocket.
Yeah. By the way, I had a chance to watch part of the videos that were sent to us by Dr. Martini about Dr. Judy Mikowicz. I didn't agree with all of the conversation, but one thing that was very frightening was how much information they shared about the so-called masks that people are wearing. It is far more hazardous than I ever realized.
Well, it does three things, okay? The first one, it drops oxygen in the concentration. It drops below a NIOSH level. You can actually have an accident with the equipment or vehicle. The second thing it does, it recycles toxic bacteria and viruses in your mouth, so you can end up with infection of your gums and teeth and your lungs. And the third thing it does, it gives you a false sense of security because you can move the thing around. Or I've even seen these idiots in Mexico that have got a nasal mask. They don't have one over their mouth, so they can put it over their nose and start eating. I'm thinking, you don't have anything covering your eyes or your mouth, and you think this is going to stop because it covers your nose? This is what's called a dumbass mask, okay? Another dumbass thing. All right? Now, to be honest with you, if you actually want to be covered completely from a virus, you need a bubble around your head. And you need an air filtration system we call a bubble suit, okay? I'm a hazmat officer. I would put people in hazmat suits when they went out doing working around radioisotopes or toxic chemicals working in a biolab. Okay? I'm certified to do that. You know that, right?
Yes.
Did you know I was doing that certified to do NIOSH and radiation and other suits? I work with these guys in hazmat. I work with the federal government on classified projects, okay? See, I understand. I'm not like Alex Jones and other people who have no freaking qualifications. And I can tell you, if you want protection, you need, for example, at the very least, you want eye goggles, you want a NIOSH mask so you can't move that freaking thing, and you want a hazmat suit so there's your seal around the neck and everywhere except, let's say, around your mouth and face. And if you touch that, move that mask, you get another mask. And you might take that mask and cover it with a ultraviolet C light and kind of re-sterilize it so you can reuse it. But if you touch and move the damn thing, it's useless. You can't touch it, move to eat food, and then move it back down again. That's stunned, okay?
Yeah.
And viruses can enter your eyeballs. So if you don't have eye goggles on, you're kidding me that these people wear a mask on and think two or three masks are going to save you, and the virus just has to go get in the corner of your eye, and boom, you're in.
Yeah. Well, they actually showed slides of microscopic materials used for some of these masks, and then they compared with the size of the particles, and you could still use that analogy very accurately about the mosquitoes passing through.
Well, that's why, for example, a NIOSH mask will stop these vesicles because they're big enough to be stopped. But your mask after so many minutes or hours, especially if they get moist, becomes useless. You can re-sterilize it and put it through a UVC light, but you got to keep it dry, and if you tear the fabric or whatever, and then you lose the effectiveness of it. You know, people believe lies, you know. It's more of what I call theater. It's a theater mask, you know. Let's have the theater where we're wearing a mask because we're good little minions. Like we have our, you remember that disease I mentioned to you that we called where you have lemmingitis?
Yes.
You have to have your lemming mask on if you're going lemming. And then when you're doing it, you got to also have your sheep, you have to practice your sheep sound, go, I got my lemming mask on, I'm going to go, I'm starting to choke. That's because you're dying, because the mask didn't work. Get real, people. First Line Defense Get Rescue Kit available now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.